following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of TriSceptor Productions or the Superhuman Channel. TriSceptor Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
And of course, the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. I am going to actually trademark that. The lovely and talented Elisa Profumo.
I think it's a good idea so nobody
can
steals
steal it.
It.
Yes. No one steals it or tries to use a variation of it, or change it slightly.
Or just copy you.
Yeah. You know, I really do. I don't get offended when people, I know you've asked me this, you know, doesn't that bother you? Doesn't this bother you? And I don't, because the truth of the matter is, I'm sure I've copied somebody. I've been influenced by somebody. While may not have, I purposely don't listen to other radio shows specifically, so I can't be influenced by them.
Don't they say that's the ultimate compliment when someone copies you?
Yeah, absolutely. So compliment away, those of you out there who want to rip me off. Anyway, it is Friday. It is the post-Thanksgiving Friday. It is the get back on the horse and ride Friday, because Thanksgiving obviously is a period of time where we say, "Ah, the hell with it."
Well, Dominique Lest posted that between Thanksgiving and Christmas, 6 weeks between Thanksgiving and Christmas, Americans gain between 5 and 10 pounds.
Yeah, I believe that. I mean, that's a lot of weight to gain in such a small period of time.
It really is.
Yeah.
So just get in the gym every day and make sure and try.
Yeah, just
focus.
Get to the gym anyway, no matter what. Or train at home. You know, if you have a set of power blocks and you have a treadmill and a sauna, which you have all of in your home, yeah, you know, train at home. But absolutely, you should continue to train. If you're abandoning your normal nutritional protocols, which I did.
Just for a day or two, though. And then you got back with it.
But you know what's funny? And we've talked about this off the air plenty of times. When you really do live clean, when I say clean, when you eat properly all the time, it's like if you have pristine clean water and you put one drop of black ink in it, you can see the ink propagate through until it finally gets dissolved completely.
Right.
But if you have murky, dirty water and you put a drop of black ink in it, you got to look for it. Like, well, where did it go? And the body is the same way. When you eat clean all the time, eating the foods that don't normally aren't complementary to your metabolic type, as right. Jim Marlowe talks about, I felt hungover the next days. And it wasn't because of the wine I was drinking. It was because of the food. I felt lethargic and clogged up, and I just didn't feel good.
Well, you don't usually eat that many carbs.
Yeah. And boy, did I ate all the carbs for the year in a couple of days. I had a plate. One day I had a plate with turkey, mashed potatoes, sweet potatoes, stuffing. What else? I mean, it was like
green bean casserole.
Green bean casserole, and then I was eating bread, and I mean, it was like, oh man, crackers and bread and candy. I mean, I ate candy over the Thanksgiving holiday. It was unbelievable.
Ooh.
I know. Chocolate covered crystal ginger. Oh my God!
I did have some of that. That was good.
I couldn't stop eating them. They were from Trader Joe's. The dark chocolate is so good. And the crystallized ginger is real sugary ginger in the center.
It's really good.
Oh, man. I couldn't stop eating them.
So we made homemade turkey soup with the leftover turkey carcass and the meat that was left on it.
Yeah, I learned that from my mother. That's peasant style. You know, you don't throw anything away. You take that turkey carcass, you break it in half where the spine meets the back of the ribs, so you can fit it into a nice pot. You fill it up with vegetables and the turkey stock that's left in the bottom of the tray from when you cook the turkey. And you can add a little chicken stock to it, organic low-sodium chicken stock if you want, and just simmer that. And, boy, wasn't it good?
Yes. Well, that's interesting because we were talking about canned soup. Dominique Lest also posted about canned soup, about the BPA levels and people that eat canned soup, how they rise.
Yeah.
The article said that the consumption of one serving of canned soup daily over 5 days was associated with more than 1,000% increase in urinary BPA.
Yeah, I believe it. And, you know, we were looking for tomato sauce, Italian tomato sauce, that didn't have the plastic lining in it. Because that's if you open a can up and it has that white lining inside of it.
That's the BPA.
That's the BPA.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you find cans that don't have that, it's a wonderful thing. But we've looked high and low, and we resorted to starting to make our own tomato sauce from scratch. I mean, as a result of that.
There is, at Whole Foods, I did find some tomatoes that were in like a plastic carton.
Yeah, like the old-fashioned milk containers.
Yes.
That plasticized carton. Yeah, it's
mm-hmm.
really great.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, but, you know, I still get taken aback when people are worried about BPAs and those same people eat soy. If you're eating soy, stop complaining about BPA. If you're not eating soy, then absolutely you have every right to complain about BPA.
Why?
Because, okay, BPA is an endocrine disruptor. Okay, it acts
so
like
is
a hormone.
Soy.
Yeah, soy is too.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but soy is, you know, the FDA says it's healthy for you, so you should eat it. But you know, it's shocking to me. If you're one of those people who eat soy, then get as much BPA as you can, because they'll just compete for the receptors in your body that react to the sex steroids. But if you are not eating soy, then you have every right to not want to eat BPA, get BPAs in your diet, or phthalates from soft plastics like Saran Wrap. The softer and more pliable a plastic is, the more phthalates it has in it. And phthalates are anti-androgens. They specifically attach to the androgen receptor and block the uptake of real androgens like DHEA and testosterone.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, I looked for it before the show today. New research on a pesticide that's been used for 60 years is in every country too. New research linking it to all sorts of cancers and birth defects. And I can't think of the name of it. I looked for it all morning long in anticipation of the show. But they just found out that, oh my God, it is a very, very powerful endocrine disruptor, which that's why I say, unless it's in the clean 15, like avocados, because they have that thick shell on the outside, you know, you must buy organic. You are really just playing roulette with your health if you are not buying organic. I get emails from young men who have the testosterone levels of 15-year-old girls and asking me, what should I do? What should I do? What should I do? Really, the first thing they have to do is live in a bubble for a while and detoxify, because clearly they've come into contact with so many of these endocrine disruptors that it's built up, stored up in their body, in their fat cells, and is just suppressing their testosterone completely.
And if you haven't heard the show before, when we talked about the Environmental Working Group, go to their website, environmentalworkinggroup.com, and they have a list of the Clean 15 and the Dirty Dozen.
Yeah, the worst culprits that are laden with pesticides.
Apple.
And the ones that don't have any pesticides or hardly any pesticides used in their growth process at all.
Apple was number one for the first time this year, and yeah. Celery, I think, was number two.
And celery, I would never buy conventional celery.
Never.
Because any of us, I know right now I'm going to say something that everybody's going to go, oh, yeah, we did that. You remember in second or third grade, you cut a celery stalk, put blue ink, Indian ink, in a glass of water, put the stalk in. The next day you came back to school, the stalk wasn't green anymore. It was blue.
Right. It absorbs everything.
Yeah, celery absorbs everything. It's like the sponge of the earth.
Yeah.
Now, celery is a big one. You should always only buy organic, especially if you're juicing. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Another thing I wanted to mention really quick was I read where Ajinomoto is getting ready to change the name of aspartame or aspartame, however you pronounce it.
Yeah.
To Amino Sweet.
So they're following in, they're looking at the corn refiners and going, hey, if they can change the name of high fructose corn syrup to corn sugar, well, why can't we change the name of aspartame? You know, this is so, I just wish I could curse. This is so dishonest. It would be like the manufacturers of heroin going, you know, heroin abuse in the United States is on the decline. Let's do something. Let's rename heroin sweet brown powder, and let's everybody just embrace it and start using heroin again.
Mm-hmm.
It's like changing the name, those companies, when they try to change the name of something that the public has already had an outcry and said, look, we don't want this. The science shows that we don't want it. The public appeal shows we don't want it. Don't give it to us. When a company changes the name, then they should be punished. Now, the government won't punish them. We, the people, have to punish them. The best way to punish them is if, in fact, they are looking to, vying to do this, we should now abandon all Ajinomoto products and write emails, go to their website and say, we are going to abandon everything you make if you attempt to change the name of aspartame to AminoSweet.
AminoSweet.
Yeah.
Isn't that where we get the BCAAs, though, from True Protein? Don't they come
No. I don't know if True Protein continued to get their BCAAs because of Dante told me that because of Fukushima.
Fukushima, right.
That he wasn't buying anything from Japan anymore.
That's right.
So, I applaud him for that, by the way. You know what I mean? I think that's very responsible and very, it shows a lot of foresight. You know what I mean?
Right.
But, you know, I would definitely take the time to go to Ajinomoto's website. In fact, I'm going to do it. It's a great idea I just gave myself. I'm going to go to their website and send them an email and say, look, I heard you want to change the name of aspartame. I'm going to abandon. I currently use your amino acids, your BCA. I'm abandoning them. And I'm sure there's millions of other people that'll do the same. So there you go.
I wanted to also give a shout out to Mark Dome. He just won the Texas State. He was the overall winner.
That's huge.
Isn't that huge?
So not only did he win his class, but he won all against all the classes.
Yes.
So he must have looked insane.
And
he eats Quest protein bars.
Yes.
Yes.
So congratulations, Mark. We're proud of you.
Yes, great. We got to get some pictures of him. I want to see what he looked like.
Oh, I looked him up. I saw him.
How did he look?
Great.
Really?
Uh-huh. He really did.
All right, that's enough. All right. Anyway, I want to see pictures. Congratulations, Mark. What else we got to talk about, Elisa? We actually have to take a break, don't we? You're looking at me because you know you're following the time better than I am right now. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick it up with more Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexFin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at uscellwellness.com. US Cell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at uscellwellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine. And no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product, bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
I like that song because he doesn't really curse.
Oh, okay.
They back it down right at the last minute.
Oh, do they?
Appropriately, yeah. Welcome back to, because, you know, that's Missy Elliott under there. She's known to curse in her songs.
Oh, okay.
Welcome back to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio.
So.
And first of all, I have to give a shout out now to Nick Williamelli, who goes as Nick Guggs on the board on Facebook, because he posted the name of... I'm trying to find it now. It's atrazine. Atrazine. He posted the name of the pesticide that I was talking about during the first segment that they just discovered after using it for 60 years that it's giving people cancer, reproductive issues, so on and so forth.
Hmm.
So, and it was approved by the FDA, don't forget.
Of course. Do you get those emails like Groupon and Living Social?
I do. I do get, I get Living Social.
Okay, so I got one today from Living Social, and the deal for the day was McDonald's. If you spend $13, you get $13 free. So
that's a lot of McDonald's, $26 worth of McDonald's.
Well, as of 11:30, I pulled this up to see how many people had purchased it. At 11:30, 252,461 people purchased that.
That's just sick.
Is that not disgusting?
Just sick. Is it just in a region? Is that just in a, do you know if that's a regional offer?
It says Louisville deal. It's a Louisville deal.
So you know who that is, right? That's your friend that doesn't talk to you anymore on Facebook.
Oh, no.
Don't say his name.
No, I'm not going to. I don't know about that. But anyway, what?
Well, he owns like 25 or 35 of the, no, it's him and this other family. They own like 35 or 40 McDonald's
yes,
in this area.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah. But I'm just shocked that that many people would buy that deal.
Hey, listen. McDonald's is thriving. They're not dying.
But knowing what they know about McDonald's.
People don't care. And talking about McDonald's, I guess California finally got the Proposition 65 passed, it sounds like. This started back in 2005, by the way.
Okay.
Just to show you how long it takes to get companies to do the right thing.
Well, because they are posting Dominique. Lest also posted this, that there
isn't it funny? Dominique lives in Mauritius, off the coast of Madagascar. He knows more about what's going on in the U.S. than we do. Bravo.
That California has, the McDonald's stores in California are now having to post that their French fries and hash browns have acrylamide. We talked about acrylamide
right.
The last Casual Friday show.
Right.
Which is a cancer-causing substance, and now they're posting it on their packages.
Right, and this actually started. Acrylamide was discovered as a carcinogen in 2002.
Right,
and then it was addressed in 2005 when the state of California's attorney general sued all of the fast food manufacturers and potato chip manufacturers and said, look, these products have the highest amount of acrylamide of all products out there. And the manufacturers of these products said, hey, they're naturally occurring, but they're not. Because as a result of that lawsuit in 2005, in 2007, KFC agreed to put on their potato products that potatoes deep fried in high temperatures produce acrylamide, and acrylamide has been deemed by the state of California as a known carcinogen. But a lot of the other companies didn't want to do it, so they were forced to. I guess they got it on the ballot, it looks like, in 2010, and it was approved now. And right. So now, as of 2011, all potato manufacturers who fry their potatoes
in the state of California
have to say on their box that these products cause cancer.
But let me tell you what it also
Did you
says.
Just raise your hand?
I did.
Do I talk too much? I'm sorry.
Well, that's debatable. Okay, but it also says the FDA has not advised people to stop eating baked potatoes, fried potatoes, or other foods which contain acrylamide. For more information, go to www.fda.gov. Yeah. So it says that the FDA does – I mean, that's –
The FDA ought to change their URL to an easier one that people will remember. Instead of, you know, FDA.gov, excuse me, they should make it www.wewilllietoyoutoprotectourclients.gov. That's what they should do. You know, the FDA makes you laugh, don't they? Didn't they just recant against Dr. Oz?
Yes.
I'm calling him Dr. Oz during this one session here because he did get this one right, and you got to give it up to the guy, okay?
Right.
Okay.
He got this one right.
Yes. So the FDA, first of all, like I said originally, the FDA had no business coming out against Oz for his assertion.
You did
that
say
apple
that.
The companies that were making the apple juice should have come out. But this just goes to show the incestuous relationship the FDA has with the companies that it's supposed to be providing oversight to.
What the FDA said was that he tested for both inorganic and organic, and both of those combined led to levels being diagnosed high.
Right. They also said that he used the wrong type of lab assay, that the lab that he used was not the kind of lab that would test for food products containing arsenic, which I don't understand what that – I mean, arsenic is arsenic. You test for it or you don't. But okay. So go ahead.
Right. So Consumer Reports did a study on 88 samples of apple juice and grape juice, by the way, and they found that it had arsenic levels like at 22 parts per billion.
Which he said it was 28 originally, right?
Oh, I'm sorry. It was 28 parts per billion.
Right.
You're right. 28.
Right. Okay. Okay.
And our water has 10% parts per billion in it.
Right. 10 parts per billion.
Yes.
Okay. And that's acceptable, they say. 10 parts per billion is acceptable. So this is almost three times the acceptable level. But here's the kicker. It wasn't organic arsenic they found, was it?
No.
It was inorganic. Which comes from pesticides.
Yes.
Which now if we go back to Dr. Scourin's assertion that the seeds of the apple and the skin of the apple is where 60% of the arsenic resides. And these companies are in such a hurry to produce the product, they don't skin them and they don't core them. They just throw the whole damn apple in and make apple juice out of it. So maybe they'll listen to Dr. Scourin and start coring and peeling the apples, and that alone could reduce the arsenic. But in the meantime, there was a doctor who came out on behalf of the FDA and chastised Oz for his assertion that apple juice had too much arsenic in it. And what was his name?
His name was Dr. Besser, and he is on usually on Good Morning America.
Yeah.
And he did. He let Dr. Oz have it.
Yeah, right. And in return, he was just on GMA again, right?
Yes.
This time he was kissing Oz's feet.
It might have been the evening news with Diane Sawyer, but whatever it was, he and Dr. Oz were on there together, and he apologized to Dr. Oz.
Good. Good. I'm glad. You know what? This is a good one because the FDA really, really got caught with their pants down around their ankles on this one. They should have never been in this fight. They should have never come out against what Oz had asserted. They should have let the manufacturers of the products that he tested come out and fight their own battles. And they got they got exactly what they deserve. They got the proven that they're just frauds. That's all they are.
Okay, so my question to you is this. If our water has 10 parts per billion in it, and the apple juice has 28 parts per billion in it, why is it not obvious that we shouldn't be drinking the apple juice if they only allow 10 parts per billion in water?
Well, no, you're right. And wait a minute. Let me take you a step further.
Okay.
Who's drinking tap water today? I'm sorry. If any of you are still drinking tap water, I apologize for saying this. But who's drinking tap water anymore? I mean, you've got to really be ignorant of the facts of what tap water contains today. They have not changed municipal water purification in over 100 years. 100 years ago, we didn't have the hundreds of millions of people urinating pharmaceutical drugs that we do today into their toilets, flushing it, going to a waste treatment plant, coming back out of your faucet. Guess what? There may not be any duty in your water that's coming out of your faucet, but there's all those pharmaceutical drugs still in it because they don't have the molecular sieve technology to remove those small molecules. So you're drinking Prozac and Lipitor and all those other things in your tap water. And I don't care if you do have a Brita water filter on it. It's not getting it out either. No. So if you're drinking tap water, you know, drink all the apple juice you want too. There's another one. If you the same thing to go with the people who are concerned about BPA, but they're eating soy. You know, either you're in or you're out. I mean, don't drink tap water. That's the first step.
Right. You said Lipitor. Speaking of Lipitor, it's now gone generic.
Yes.
That's been kind of all over the news.
Now, that's a Pfizer product. You corrected me. I thought it was a Merck product. That's a Pfizer
product. It's a Pfizer product. Yeah, yeah. Yes. So I guess now Pfizer is kind of scrambling, trying to get to keep their users, and they're going to decrease the price on it. And
they're going to give away trading stamps like Raleigh cigarettes used to do. For every pack of Lipitor you buy, you get a trading stamp, and then you bring it into their store, and you can buy a flat screen TV.
I don't think that's true.
They should do that. That actually would get the people who are taking Lipitor to respond. We have to take a commercial break. I want to kind of stay with this for a second. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about companies like Merck and Pfizer. And the last bastion of profitability for them, as many of them are getting banged over the head with lawsuits for duping the American people. And again, under the FDA's nose, I want to talk about that when we come back. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio, and I'm in the studio with the lovely and talented, trademark that.
Which we're going to patent.
Yeah, the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. We'll be right back.
Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at ironmaglabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit anabolicminds.com today and get into the action. Anabolicminds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com
to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to IronMagLabs.com today. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Now I'm lost, and I'm screaming for help.
Relax, take it easy.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Did you want to go back and talk about something about fast food before we went into the break?
I did.
What was it?
I wanted to talk about French fries a little bit more. When we were talking about acrylamide, and I had another story to talk about.
Okay.
Evidently, the fast food restaurants always fight over who has the best French fries, right?
Sure.
And so now they're trying, the fast food restaurants are offering more natural choices.
Right.
So Burger King is coming out with a thicker fry.
Thicker.
A thicker with 20% less sodium. And they say it will be crispier, so it's going to stay hot longer.
Right.
All right, and then Wendy's.
The question is, how are they going to achieve the crispier? I wonder if they're going to put...
Cook it at higher temperatures, yeah. Therefore more acrylamide.
Right, right.
And Wendy's rolled out a natural cut fry, which leaves some of the skin on, and they're using sea salt.
Yeah.
And In-N-Out is using fresh potatoes that they cut daily, and Five Guys uses peanut oil.
Right.
And Smashburger is using sea salt as well. And they're putting rosemary and olive oil and garlic on their sweet potato fries.
Well, I have it on good authority that McDonald's has a totally different plan that they haven't told anybody about.
And?
They're going to be making their French fries out of balsa wood, which will allow them to stay crispier longer, as well as add to your fiber intake for the day. Instead of making them out of potatoes. But they're going to get that company, what's that company that's based here in Kentucky? Giron or whatever it is?
Givaudan.
Givaudan is going to make a special flavor enhancer for them so that they'll take balsa wood and make it taste more like potatoes than real potatoes. So there you go.
Did you see that 60 Minutes on Givaudan?
Yes, yes. And I thought 60 Minutes was going to come out against it, like, and bash them a little bit and say, you know, this is ridiculous what you guys are doing, making these flavors out of chemicals. I thought that was a real softball piece on, for the first time, I can actually say, I think that 60 Minutes did a softball piece.
Why did you think that?
Because they didn't talk about the health issues related to all of these chemicals that people are ingesting. And there's plenty of information about that out there. They made Givaudan sound like this amazing company that, you know, all these people with fantastic taste, they can take 65 different chemicals and make it taste like real kumquat. It's like, this is ridiculous. This is at the root of what's wrong with this, with our food today. It's not real food anymore. It just tastes like real food.
It showed the I guess, scientist in an orange grove, and they were trying to figure out how to reproduce that flavor.
Yeah, how about just using the flipping oranges?
Exactly. Why do they have to? I mean, they showed the lab where they've reproduced basically every flavor that you can
think
of.
In the world.
In the world.
Yeah.
And they had like 15 different raspberry flavors
right,
or something.
Right, right.
And
the girl there had 12 different fart smells in a bottle.
It always goes back to poopy with you.
I'm sorry. I'm just a sixth grader at heart. But anyway, I would have thought they would have come out and had all the scientists weigh in about the dangers of all these chemicals in our foods and the fact that we have completely abandoned anything natural in place for, and I know that, how do you pronounce it? Giron?
Givaudan.
Givaudan.
It's Givaudan.
Yeah, Givaudan. They're making it sound like, well, you know what? We're creating sustainable, economical food. So in other words, we can take wood, which is really cheap, and make it taste like real food. And so we're really doing a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they made it sound like. And I was very, I gotta say, this was one 60-minute episode I was disappointed in, because I would have thought, when I saw that, I thought, oh great, these guys are gonna fry this company and show that these chemicals they're using are dangerous.
Yep.
Nope, they didn't do it.
No.
So, Givaudan must be really powerful.
What was his name?
Morley Safer, I think,
yeah,
did that piece.
He did seem a little taken aback at and like in shock at some of the, don't you think he seemed kind of?
Yeah, he did, but it was, again, it was a softball piece for 60 Minutes. 60 Minutes usually goes after people hard. You know, they chase him down in their car. Well, what do you say about all the diseases that some of these flavors are being attributed to? What do you say about the threat of this? They didn't do any of that. It was just very, it was kind of a middle of the road piece, you know?
Yes.
That's my opinion. Maybe I'm wrong.
Did you see that Gardasil post that Nick Guggs posted with the girl on YouTube?
Heartbreaking.
That was awful. If you haven't seen it, go to YouTube and I guess just type in Gardasil and she'll probably come up.
Yeah.
It was heartbreaking.
This poor girl, her life is ruined because of the Gardasil vaccine.
And she was, 22 or 23?
22 years old, thriving, vivacious, and now she's crippled. She can't do anything. She doesn't go anywhere. Her life is destroyed. And this is what I said. Well, the FDA will look at that and Merck will look at that and they'll go, well, we're really helping a lot of people. The percentage of this occurring is very, very small.
And then it's going to be okay with the FDA because the percentage is very, very small.
But you know what? When it's your child, small percentages mean nothing. When it's you, small percentages mean nothing.
Yeah, but is it really that small?
Who knows? Who knows? It doesn't matter. The reality is that Gardasil only protects against a very, very minuscule number of human papillomavirus.
If you go to Merkula.com, Gordon Woodward posted this on my Facebook. There's an article there about this, and the YouTube video is actually on here with this article. But it says 49 sudden deaths, 213 permanent disabilities.
Yeah. I've heard it's more than that. I've heard a number of like 1,800 people have been affected by the Gardasil vaccine now.
Oh,
so,
really?
Yeah, I have. And I'll tell you something. We're never going to find out the truth because the FDA,
there's too much conflicting information out there.
Well, look at this, which brings me to the point that I wanted to make when we were going into the break. You know, if you're wondering why vaccines have become so important to the pharmaceutical industry, you just have to look at what's going on with pharmaceutical drugs in the United States. Number one, you have more and more people who are saying to their doctors, nah, I don't think I want that medicine. I want to do something different. I'm going to try an alternative. And doctors are getting frustrated with it. Well, no, you've got to take this medicine. I'm your doctor and I'm telling you. It's like, no, I'm going to do something different, doc. The pharmaceutical industry, once my parents' generation go, our generation, we don't take meds, most of us. The growing majority of us, we don't want medications. We want to find other alternatives. And as a result of that, the pharmaceutical companies are trying to find alternative distribution channels. Well, vaccines are their new hero. Mm-hmm. Merck has 12 different vaccines. Merck just lost $1 billion in Vioxx, and that's going to continue. That's not done yet. They just gave up $1 billion in fines for Vioxx. Keep in mind that Vioxx was a FDA approved drug. And then the FDA came back and said, well, they lied to us. Shame on you. Shame on you, FDA. You mean to tell me
that you don't have the brain trust, the scientists, to check the work, to run parallel studies yourself, and you're the one that's approving these products? Wait a second. I got an idea. Let's let Joe Bag of Donuts start approving drugs. Let's just find the average, let's go down to Brooklyn, knock on a guy's door, say, hey, we're going to pay you $100,000 a year. We want you to start approving drugs. I don't know anything about approving them. That's okay. Don't worry about it. Just approve the ones you want to. That's what the FDA is basically saying they're doing. In Vioxx, they did. They couldn't check any of Merck's work.
Well, don't you think that's why they want to start controlling our supplements?
Oh, they want to control the supplements because the pharmaceutical industry wants to control the supplements.
Well, that's my point.
Right. And the pharmaceutical industry has their hand so far up the ass of the top people at the FDA, the puppets up there, that the FDA will do their bidding for them. So, yes, right. You're right. But the bottom line is this. Merck is desperate. They just gave up $1 billion. Pharmaceutical drug acceptance is on the decline in the United States. So they've got to find a new horse. And uh-huh. That new horse is vaccines.
Right.
And that's why they're out there. They've got doctors posting, the people are turning down vaccines and there's going to be a return of polio. Baloney. Baloney.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just all about the profits. It's not about the health. It's never been about health. It's never, ever, ever been about health. It's always been about profits.
Well, weren't we talking the other day about nutrition and how there's just the doctors just aren't taught nutrition?
Yeah. I mean, first of all, I've been to quite a few doctors in my life, and I can say that I can count on one hand the ones that looked like they were healthy.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Right.
The orthopod who told me never to deadlift couldn't stand up straight.
Really?
God's honest truth. Yeah, he's here in Louisville. The doctor that was caring for my father was easily 275, 280 pounds. He always had that flushed look in his face like he had high blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these physicians are telling us how to stay healthy. If they can't get healthy themselves, why would we take advice from them? Would you bring your car to a mechanic who every day comes to work late because his car breaks down? It's like if he can't fix his own car and get to work on time, you're going to let him fix your car? Okay?
Yeah.
So these doctors don't look good. Most of them aren't healthy. They know nothing about nutrition, and that is coming back to haunt them now.
Right.
And it's going to take 20 years before the curriculums in the universities change. So don't think that just because there's a little sprig of hope here that things are going to change. But now there's studies coming out proving that, wow, nutrition has a lot more to do with these diseases than we thought.
Yeah. Peter posted an article about food freedom, from Food Freedom.
Right.
A battle for nature, truth, and life itself, saving the nutritional supplements.
Right.
And it talks about the pharmaceutical, the synthetics, and then it talks about nutrition and vitamins.
Right.
We were talking about that yesterday, the natural paths and natural remedies for things.
Right.
That why can't we go back to that? Because we've been using herbs for healing for years.
Right, right. But the problem is the current medical model is not ready to profit on that. They have to be in position to profit on something before people will be allowed to have it. And that, again, has to do with the FDA.
Why is it not our right as a human being?
Well, according to judges all over this world, it's not our right to even have access to healthy foods. What was that judge in Wisconsin said that, I can't think of what it's not that he said it's not our right. But anyway, it's set up where we don't have a right to anything unless they tell us it's available.
Well, interestingly enough, Peter also posted something. It says, new food bill in New Zealand takes away human right to grow food. So basically, they're going to tell people what they can grow and what they can't grow. And mm-hmm. I guess they're taking the right from small farmers away from them.
And that's similar to Canada. Canada's doing that same thing. But here in the United States, while they're not doing it that way, they're doing it a different way. Monsanto has purchased all of the seed producers. So he who has the seeds controls the agricultural business.
Listen to this. It says, it makes it illegal to distribute food without authorization, and it defines food in such a way that it includes nutrients, seeds, natural medicines, essential minerals, and drinks, including water. By controlling the seeds, the bill takes the power to grow food away from the public.
Bingo.
And puts it in the hand of seed companies.
And that's what I just said. He who controls the seeds controls the agricultural industry. Guess who controls the seeds in the United States? Guess who owns 95% of all of the seed producers in the U.S.? They've been buying them for the past decade.
Monsanto.
So we have to take another commercial break.
Already?
We've actually gone long this one. Yeah, we've gone 2 minutes long. Let's do this. We'll take a quick commercial break. When we come back, there's something I want to talk about, but what do you want to talk about when we come back?
Well, I want to finish talking about the food, and then we can go
into
some other things.
Okay, good. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else? Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to ageforce.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The Triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the Triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of Triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on The Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Call it all.
Seal.
Yo.
Mike down.
Who?
Mike down. Down. I let you play, baby. Yeah. You killed on this one, man.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I guess I should turn the mics on, huh? Before I start talking.
There were just a couple more things I wanted to mention from this article.
No, yeah, go ahead.
It says under the food bill, police acting as food safety officers can raid premises without a warrant using all equipment they deem necessary, including guns.
Yeah. Nazi tactics, man. This is scary stuff. You know, because again, what, think about it. Why would a government want to control food?
It also says members of the private sector can act as food safety officers. So Monsanto employees can raid premises as well.
With guns.
Yes.
Yeah, I could hear it now. Monsanto employees buying guns now. Hey, I want to go raid something.
That's just ridiculous.
Why do you think governments want to control food? What is food doing? What is people growing their own food doing? Is it killing people? Is it destroying the economy? What is it doing? No, it threatens a handful of huge companies. That's all this is. And they're probably going to the government, look, we're better off controlling the food than individuals, because listen, he who controls the food controls the people. Don't you want us on your side helping control the people? Yeah, we do want that. Because who knows, maybe they'll stop taking their antidepressants and being like zombies soon.
Mm-hmm.
It's nonsense. This is nonsense. But okay, with that being said, that you opened up this notion that doctors have no knowledge of nutrition. In fact, they turn their nose up to nutrition. If you tell a doctor anything about nutrition and its relationship to disease, they immediately discount it. If you said to a doctor, hey, I found a way to avoid cancer. What is it? Well, if you eat, and he'll just go, oh, turn his head. When I went with my brother-in-law about the cancer that we cured with gingerol, with ginger extract, And I said, would you like to know what he did to get rid of his lymphoma? And he said, yeah, what did you do? And I says, well, he was taking 6 grams of pure ginger extract. And as soon as I said that, he goes, oh, that had nothing to do with it.
So then what did?
Oh, miracles. Who knows? I mean, you know, anything else but food. But well, listen to this. Just the other day, a study was published that links high blood sugar levels to colorectal cancer in women. This is important because this is the first time blood sugar, which hence means sugar in the diet,
right,
has been linked to colorectal cancer instead of animal protein and animal fat. Right? Because when you listen to Oz on his show, he did that colonoscopy and he found a little polyp in his colon. You know, and he's telling people, well, you know, you got to watch out for you can't eat a lot of red meat. Red meat does it. No, it's not the red meat after all. And we already know that saturated fats in the presence of high sugar intake is where the damage occurs. But now these two studies, which were embargoed till December 8th, which I cannot speak to the studies specifically because they're not due to release until December 8th. And as a journalist, I have to honor that.
Right.
But they will be up on the Superhuman Radio website on the 8th. You can bet on it. They both link breast cancer and the reoccurrence of breast cancer to high starch intake in the diet in women. What is starch, Elisa? Bread,
pasta,
potatoes. Wait a minute. What's at the bottom of the food pyramid that the government keeps telling us to eat? Bread, pasta. Potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
They discovered that, hey, you know what? Women who've had breast cancer once and have high starch intake, they get it again and again and again.
Really?
Yeah, go figure that one out. So in other words, blood sugar has something to do with breast cancer. And then another study is about to be published, again, that's embargoed, that says that intermittent low-carbohydrate diets may actually be more successful in mitigating the reoccurrence of cancer than the standard diet. So in other words, what they're saying is, hey, you know, low-carbohydrate and modulating your carb intake seems to be beneficial in dealing with cancer, both the onset and reoccurrence of cancer. Now, let's compare that to the message that the mainstream media, through people like Dr. Oz, is sending. You should eat the vegan diet loaded with lots of pasta and grains. No, Oz, get on the boat. If you really care about those fat women in your audience, stop it. Because you're telling them stuff that's going to lead to cancer. You could either be the Pied Piper to health or the Pied Piper to the hospital. Which do you really want to be? Make a decision. Forget about your career.
People will remember you like Mother Teresa if you do the right thing.
Did you see that article that Dr. Andrew posted this morning?
No, which one?
Sugar-sweetened beverages may increase cardiovascular risks in women, this research suggests. And it was from Science News.
Yeah.
I read this article and I'm like, are they just figuring that out?
Yeah, I know.
Remember I read that to you?
Yeah, and you kept going. Are they just getting that now?
But in the article, they also suggested that skinny, they didn't use the term skinny fat.
Right.
But what they said was that even women who are drinking 2 sugar-sweetened beverages a day and don't gain weight still have the risks.
Right.
And we talked about that being fat on the inside but not on the outside.
Yes. And again, we are, as a population, we are consuming too much in the way of readily convertible carbohydrate sources that are converting to sugars too fast. We have to stop. We have to stop. This notion of skinny fat is well understood by all of you in my audience. Perhaps someone new is listening today.
Right.
But you have to understand that the medical orthodoxy has completely abandoned the importance of muscle. They don't even like to talk about muscle, probably because many of them were not athletic in college and they felt like they hated the jocks and they're going to rebel against the jocks and we're going to be smart, but we're going to be skinny and wimpy looking, but we'll be powerful anyway. It's like muscle is so much more important. And until the medical orthodoxy gets the notion and starts telling their patients, by the way, forget about your BMI. You really don't have much muscle on you. You really not need to start doing things to build muscle. When doctors start saying that, disease will turn the corner. That's what it's going to take.
I have a friend that I won't say her name, but I said,
but you know who you are.
I said something one day about someone who just looked too skinny and she needed to put some muscle on her body. And my friend said, well, you're never too skinny.
Yeah.
And that's how so many women think.
Yeah. Yeah. Unfortunate. You know, well, look,
get in the gym and do some squats.
Yeah. It's unfortunate that women have been programmed, and women are the most susceptible, because who do these ads speak to day in and day out? Who does Oz speak to day
women,
in and day
out? Women. I have another friend who, she was on a diet, and I said, be careful not to lose too much muscle because of the way she was eating. And she replied by saying, I have too much muscle already.
Yeah. Wait until the problems start to, and most of these women hit a wall at some point in time. They literally hit a wall.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, that's it.
That's how women think. It's just, ugh.
Yeah. It's sad.
It is sad.
Anyway, so there you go. Doctors who are listening to this show probably know this already, but your colleagues don't. Nutrition plays a larger role, if not the single largest role, in the etiology of disease in this country, chronic disease in this country, than anything else. More so than your Uncle Alfredo. Remember that those ads for, cholesterol medication, they would say,
oh yes,
it's not your fault, because sometimes it's in your genes. It's not necessarily the fettuccine Alfredo you're eating, it could be your Uncle Alfredo. Well, guess what? Has nothing to do with Uncle Alfredo. Has everything to do with the fettuccine Alfredo. Everything. So there you go.
Yep. So did you see the article that Dr. Rouse posted? The Coca-Cola product in China suspected to be the cause of a man's death in China.
No.
He evidently drank a bottle of strawberry flavored milk. It was sold under the brand name of GUOLINAIYOU in China. But it was actually just strawberry flavored milk.
Right.
And it was made by Minute Maid.
Mm-hmm.
He died on Monday night.
From what?
Poisoning from organic phosphorus is what is suspected.
Overload of phosphorus. That actually shuts the renal system down dramatically.
Really?
Yeah, the kidneys can't handle phosphorus fast enough sometimes.
Hmm.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, people who suffer from people who've had their kidneys removed and are on dialysis have to monitor their phosphorus intake for that reason. Because without kidneys, your body cannot manage the phosphorus intake.
That's interesting.
Yeah, kind of sad. You believe we have to take another break already?
Again?
Yes. What is this? Maybe we should go to a subscriber podcast with no commercials. Wouldn't that be cool? We just play music in the breaks, kind of like public radio.
And how would that work?
Well, we have people subscribe. They pay like $1 a month to subscribe to the show.
Wow.
And they could download the show.
And there would be no breaks.
No. Well, you have to have music because you can't just keep talking for 3 hours. You got to have, you know.
Well, that's debatable. I think you could.
No. I'm not saying I couldn't do it. I'm saying that people wouldn't listen. That's what I'm saying. No, but what you do is you just do music. Interludes.
Oh, okay.
Kind of like they do on public radio, where you take a little break and you come back a minute later, and people clear their mental palate, so to speak, and then you come back with another subject. But anyway, let's do this.
Let's clear
our mental palates now by listening to these commercial messages. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Yo, where's my cess? I confess I burned the hole in your mattress. Yes, it was me. I plead guilty.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your miracle noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscle's N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Finally, a time-released energy tablet. No more shots or drinks filled with sugar. Atomic Tabs are here. Atomic Tabs are the only time-released high-energy chewable tablet available anywhere. Atomic Tabs have as much caffeine as a cup of coffee combined with energy and focus-enhancing ingredients that will give you a long-lasting wave of energy with no jitters or crash. Energy comes on in 5 minutes after you chew it. Go to AtomicTabs.com, be one of the first 10,000 people to sign the mailing list, and get a free sample of Atomic Tabs. Go to AtomicTabs.com today. Chew your energy.
CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Got two announcements to make.
Okay, good. I can swallow this Quest protein bar.
There you go. Take your time. Take your time. The first one is Southern Research Companies, the finest peptide manufacturer and supplier in the United States. I say that unabashedly. I can tell you that they just recently had an independent lab survey one of their most sophisticated peptides. I'll tell you what it is in just a second. But anyway, they said, we just had an independent lab certify our modified GRF showing 99.1% purity. Unheard of. This is unheard of. And I've told you that Southern Research Companies uses only tier one labs inside the United States to produce their peptides. Don't waste your time. Don't waste your money. And don't risk your health by buying peptides from other manufacturers, because these are really inside the United States, number one. They are now offering my audience a 15% discount when you use the coupon code SUPERHUMAN15. SUPERHUMAN, the number one, the number five, all in a string, one word. So get it 15% off. Now, also, Nick Williamelli, those of you who know him on Facebook as Nick Guggs, will be blogging on the Superhuman Radio website, probably starting in the next week or so. He will be kind of like our health reporter. He's going to be blogging about various information. The guy does so much research. He's spot on. I mean, look, I was talking about the pesticide before, and he had it up on Facebook while I was talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
So he's agreed. He's going to be blogging on Superhuman Radio and about different topics of his interest. And I'm sure that they will interest us as well.
Is he going to do recipes?
No, that's you. That's your job.
Okay, Nick, no recipes.
You hear that, Nick? That's the only thing you can't blog about. No, he wants to blog about health-related topics.
Oh, okay.
You know? Which is really where his love is. You know?
I have a new recipe that I'm going to blog, the almonds that I made the other day.
They are so good. The
Parmesan herb almonds. Oh, and there's no sugar in there for the ones that don't like sugar. This will be a good recipe for you.
Yeah, they're so good. In fact, you made them a couple weeks ago, and the other day I was eating them, and I was thinking, God, these are unbelievable. And I said, did you blog these yet? And you said, no. And I said, what are you waiting for? These are so good.
Well, you hadn't eaten them, so I didn't think you liked them. So
I was eating them. I was sneaking them.
You were too busy eating mashed potatoes.
Yeah, and yams. And
There was one other article I wanted to talk about that Dr. Rouse sent me. It was The Science of Vitamin C. It says the evidence of its beneficial effects on health is undeniable. And it is on Natural News. And I know that this website has some people who think it's controversial. But it states in this article that on November 24th, 2011, the Journal of Orthomolecular Medicine newsletter discussed a study that was referenced in PubMed. And we all like PubMed.
Yeah, yeah.
So it linked high blood levels of vitamin C with lower incident of heart failure, while lower serum levels of vitamin C were connected to higher death rates.
Yeah, yeah, important stuff. And just recently, negative propaganda came out about vitamin C, remember?
Well, why? Yeah, it says here the medical mafia's suppressive efforts for vitamin C. Why is that?
Because they don't want people to be – okay, if you made patch kits for car tires,
yes,
right? Let's say it was the old days when our parents used to patch their own tires.
Uh-huh.
Would you also want to employ people who would go out and sweep the streets of all nails?
No.
Why not?
Because then there wouldn't be any nails to puncture the tires.
Give that girl a prize.
Another Quest protein bar for
me.
There
you go. There you go. I mean, that's it. I mean, why would the medical orthodoxy and the pharmaceutical agenda want people to stay healthy? Could you imagine? They'd be like the Maytag repairman. There'd be nothing going on. Nothing to sell.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really, it's that simple. If people say, "Oh, well, that can't be it." Of course, it's it. You think they want to tell their stockholders, "Well, there's no dividends this quarter because you know people are getting healthier and they don't need our stuff anymore, and we're contributing to that health."
Yes. It also says here that there was a New Zealand farmer that It says high doses are often rendered by injection or IV for critical situations.
Yes.
Okay.
Dr. Rouse talks about intravenous vitamin C, right.
And it says here that that a New Zealand farmer was rescued from near-death coma when he was injected with high doses of vitamin C.
Right, right. But the medical orthodoxy doesn't want you to know that. They don't want you to do it. They don't want you to know it. They don't want you to have anything to do with it.
Really?
Yeah. Did you hear that crackling?
I did.
I got to tell you, I think my microphone is going bad.
Oh, no.
I hope not. I've had it for 6 years.
Really?
And you know what it is? I think that my voice is too loud and I'm destroying it. Maybe that. Either that or it's a bad connection. But anyway, we have a couple emails I want to read. Do you have anything else we want to talk about
today?
I think we've covered pretty much everything, right?
Yeah.
Have we?
Mm-hmm.
You want to eat a Quest protein bar while I do this?
No, go ahead.
All right. First of all, in reference to... yesterday's roundtable discussion. You hear my mic going in and out?
You're going in and out,
yes. What the hell's going on? In reference to yesterday's discussion on the roundtable discussion on strength and hypertrophy, Avakai from Israel wrote, "Hi, Carl. Last show you made a great analogy about different exercises which are like old friends. I think it also stands for great training program as well. Years ago, I used EDT, which is escalating density training, which is the brainchild of Charles Staley, and forgot about it. I didn't use it for years, but I got back to it recently. Talk about an amazing and effective program. So maybe you and Rob and Wade can do a show about basic programs like the 5x5 and other templates that produce great results." I don't know what's going on with my microphone. I may have to take yours.
Oh, no.
No, I'll just buy some more. We are always looking for new programs, and we forget about old ones and bulletproof programs that work in the past. Thanks, and keep up the great work. Thank you for the email, Avakai. And you're absolutely right. Sometimes we do shows about things we've done shows about before just to get people to remember and reuse them. A couple people sent me emails, including Joseph Hodgson, asking for Wade Johnson's email address. And it's very easy. It's supersquat800@yahoo.com. SUPERSQUAT, the number 800@yahoo.com. So you can reach him there. Also at, I believe, johnsonstrengthgroup.com, which is his blog. What else do we have to talk about, the lovely and talented? Well, you're going to be like the Susan G. Komen for The Cure. We're going to say anytime somebody says lovely and talented, it belongs to Elisa Profumo. How about that?
There's one more article.
Okay.
This also is from Natural News. It's about green tea. And you know how I love green tea.
Yes, yes.
It's found to lower LDL cholesterol levels.
Really?
Yes. Okay, so it says it's already been shown to prevent flu, improve heart health, and fight obesity. And now researchers at Western University of Health Sciences in California say green tea can also shave a few points off your bad cholesterol.
Cool.
They saw the LDL cholesterol decrease by 5 to 6 points, which is not
That's
a lot,
good.
But I mean, it's still.
Well, it's cumulative. If you're doing other things too,
exactly.
You know, it all adds up.
Yeah. Exactly.
And look what I'm drinking right now.
You're drinking green tea. And Dr. Andrew on his Subversity has just posted something. It was just posted this morning, so I didn't get to read it, but it is about green tea as well.
Cool. Cool. Very cool. Yeah. Do we have anything else to talk about?
I don't.
I'm hungry. This is the best part of the day because after the show is over and we post it, we go have our late breakfast.
Yes.
Which for me is steak and eggs.
Sorry about the
microphone breaking in and up here. I may have to buy a new one today. Anyway, we've had a great week with Supreme Radio. Had some really great shows. Those of you who are catching up on the podcast, let me know what you think. If you have ideas for shows, email me at onair@superhumanradio.com. We take everybody's suggestions seriously, and quite often they end up becoming shows.
Yes, they do.
Okay. Do you want to say goodbye?
Bye.
See everybody next week.